Hello.
Hello, everybody.
How's it going?
Heyo.
So, it's Pokemon Day, and we're going to talk about Pokemon. And by we, I mean me and Robert and two other people that we found out on the street.
Hey, you promised you wouldn't say that.
Oh. We found close to the street.
There you go.
Next to the street.
Deanna was working the corner when we picked her up, but
I can't help myself. I mean, I need more Poké Dollars. Sorry.
She's got to catch them all. She's got to catch them all.
You might recognize Russell. He's been a few videos already, and we also have Gianna with us today.
Yeah.
So we're gonna talk about some Pokemon.
Hardest decision of them all.
Team Rocket blasting off again.
So, let's start Pokemon Day off with, what's your favorite Pokemon game?
I'm playing it right now.
That doesn't tell our listeners anything.
That's neat.
It's Fire Red. I really like Fire Red.
Oh.
Yeah, I think I would have to go Fire Red or Leaf Green as well.
I was trying to put Bunt Cake as the name, but it says Bunt Cake.
That's even better. What about you, Russell?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to be the wild card here. Pokemon Stadium.
That game is perfection.
It is amazing.
It is. Nobody really picks that as a favorite, it seems like. They always go for like the standard Pokemon games, I guess. How about Gianna?
Probably either Stadium as well, or the original Ruby, just because both of those have a dear place in my heart for many, many reasons.
I named my rival Skinny Pete.
That seems appropriate.
Alright, so, I guess we could start off. I didn't say it, but I figured we could start off this thing with when you first encountered the Pokemans, if you can remember that.
I think I'll go first. So the first like time I encountered the Pokemon was it was two things that like my earliest memories of it. A was I remember as a kid, you know, watching Saturday morning cartoons or just cartoons before school, and like, you know, there was the usual stuff, X-Men, Spider-Man, but then they would show Pokemon, and I was that was my first, like, I didn't even know there was a video game until way later. And then my second earliest memory of Pokemon is people would bring the cards to kindergarten. And my teacher would say, put away those Pokemon cards. And that's
blasphemy.
That's my earliest memory. But the game-wise, you know, I'm going to be the wild card here. I haven't played a lot of Pokemon games. Like I said, Pokemon Stadium was my favorite. And, I'm trying to think of the ones I've actually played. I've played Red and Blue. Played the originals. I played, is it Fire Ruby? Or
Fire Red?
Fire Red.
It's
Fire Red.
Omega Ruby is the new one.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I've played both of those. I've played Fire Red and I've played Omega Ruby. And I've also, there was one on the DS, I can't think of the name.
Black and White?
Diamond or Pearl?
Platinum?
I think it was Platinum.
Is it this one? Is it this one?
Is it X or Y?
Ooh, shiny diamonds and pearls.
Yes, while I haven't played a lot of Pokemon games, and to be honest, my knowledge of Pokemon is probably vastly dwarfed by your all's, but I like the Pokemon. I'd say my favorite Pokemon thing is probably the first movie.
Oh, Mewtwo?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Mewtwo.
That's a good one.
It is.
That scene with Pikachu and Ash near the end, it always made me cry. I'm almost 19 and it still makes me cry. I'm a big baby, I can't help it.
I always remember that one scene where Pikachu is just getting slapped over and over and over again.
Oh, no. It was brutal.
I put my backhand down.
I'll go next. Since mine is pretty similar to Russell's story, I encountered Pokemon as a cartoon before anything, and other kids would bring the cards. And my first Pokemon game wasn't actually until Sapphire came out, so I was a little late to the game. But since then, I've gone back and played the ones previous to that, and pretty much everyone after that. So, like the Pokemons.
I think... since we are around the same age, so I think we have similar stories. It was in kindergarten, and I think it was the cards actually that I saw first, and then I saw the TV show. And one thing that I'll always remember in my kindergarten class was that my teacher was just totally sick of Pokemon. Like, it was, because, you know, this was like, what was it, 1998, 1999?
Mm-hmm.
So it was, like, right when it was starting to get real big.
Yeah.
And, all the kids were totally into it and not paying attention to school, work, and whatnot. And so, like, there was, like, on the walls and stuff, it would just say in big letters, like, no Pokemon allowed and stuff like that. Like, it was basically, what was it? Dirty Dancing, but with Pokemon.
That's discrimination.
Yeah.
Against the Pokemon world.
And people still brought their cards in. They still played their little video games. And,
oh yeah.
Like even like you know how like the kids' grades and whatnot, they would have like a certain like day out of the month where they would bring in movies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And every time someone would bring in a Pokemon tape. and that was the one time Pokemon was allowed because everyone loved it so much, and the teachers, they couldn't get around it unless they brought their own and forced them not to have a choice.
You have no power here.
You've chosen wisely.
So how old is Pokemon now again?
It's 20 years old.
It just turned 20.
Is that?
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Yeah,
20 years.
Wow.
So why don't we ask everybody who your favorite Pokemon are, and I mean you can say more than one.
Yeah. You wanna go first, Dylan?
Oh, you're gonna put me on the spot first? Alright.
Yeah, I'm not. I named my Pokemon after you.
Oh, I saw that. I really like that. Yeah, that Charmander would be pretty cool.
You owe me.
Well, my favorite Pokemon is Charizard. I'm gonna be that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Charizard, and I have a thing for Absol from the third generation.
Yeah.
Those are my two favorites. I love those.
Gianna?
Oh, okay. Gianna?
I have so many favorites. It flip-flops around, but I would have to say my top three are Nidoking, Aggron, and Chata. Well, wait, there are four, I suppose. Also Politoed. But if I had to pick the number one, it would be Nidoking. I used to have this keychain from a Burger King toy. I carried that around with me religiously. I never left home without it. I thought it was the coolest little knick-knack in the world.
Actually, I don't know if it's I have no idea if that thing has any value, like the Burger King toys and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but, no, it's probably about $1 on eBay.
Yeah, maybe, but I still have it. I'm not exactly sure where it is, but I know it's in my room.
I'll pay you 50 for it.
I still have a little Mew. Ugh. Like a little Mew toy that has, like, it's on a stand, and it's pretty nice looking, too. Like, it's back when they still cared about quality.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to, like I could sit here and name you my top 10, but I'll probably just say your top 5. Number 1 would be Mewtwo. Always, ever since that movie, I have loved Mewtwo. I had his card, like the special edition card.
Oh, yeah.
And, I think the reason, like, subconsciously that I loved Mewtwo so much is because he kind of looks like Frieza. But,
Noodle Alerts!
But, number 2 is the contradiction to Dylan's is good old Blastoise.
Oh. We would be rivals.
I don't know why. I think it's because he's badass. He's got 2 big ass cannons on his back. But he's also an adorable blue turtle. So I have if it's an animal and it's chubby, then I think it's cute. So. But number 3, I actually might say Charizard, because I've always liked Charizard. But I'm not going to say Charizard, because Dylan did. So, I'm going to say Machamp.
Oh.
Just because I like him, because his design is so ridiculous. Which, then I would probably say Coffin, maybe? Just because he's also ridiculous.
Coffin!
I, for some reason, have a soft spot for Onyx, too. So,
Onyx is cool.
And then, I mean, Mr. Mime.
Throwing the curveball.
Yeah. I was like, you guys were, like, saying, like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
don't you know?
Did we just become best friends?
Okay,
favorite Velociraptor. Whoa, I messed that up. Daisy.
What's your favorite Velociraptor?
Clever girl.
The one that goes roar.
I'm totally not paying attention to this game. I'm walking around in circles.
He's a battle.
I don't think Robert named his, did he?
I didn't. Okay. Well, I kind of did. I really like Mew.
Like, really?
Yeah, I really like Mew.
Robert's got the yin and the yin to my yang.
And I also like Gengar, because Gengar will destroy your whole reality. Gengar's just by looking at you. Look at him.
Yeah, I love Gengar.
And for some weird reason, when I was like a little kid, I was fascinated with Diglett. Because I always wondered what was
under there.
Where's the rest of them?
Where's the rest of you?
I always wondered what the rest of them looked like, and I'm not saying he's my favorite now, like not at all. I really like Charmander.
Yeah.
He was always one of my favorites, and I even have like a stuffed Charmander thing I got from GameStop like a year ago.
You know, I want to say that I don't know if surprise is the right word, but no one even mentioned Pikachu. So I think that's good, because if when people just randomly say, "Oh, my favorite's Pikachu,"
yeah,
they automatically think, "Oh, you don't know a lot of Pokemon, do you?"
I do love Pikachu, but yeah, he's not my favorite. How can you not love Pikachu?
Oh, I completely forgot another favorite. I don't know how I could forget. Haunter. There's something about Haunter that is creepy, but such a cool design. And he helped me out so much in Stadium love it.
Yeah, I can relate to that. I just really like the ghost Pokemon.
Yeah, the ghost in general. I was about to say that, Robert. I like the ghosts.
Don't steal my answer. I'm fighting a Rattata.
Top percentage.
I got one word for all of you.
Wobbuffet.
Also,
that thing was the biggest troll in the Pokemon world.
Also, when I was a silly little baby, I also really like Ditto. Because he's all the Pokemans.
It's everything.
Therefore, you cannot be upset that your favorite was not on this list. Ditto is now your favorite Pokemon.
Ditto's your favorite.
I had a friend who, his favorite was Togepi.
And,
I think there was a Togepi assist in, I think it was Melee, maybe, in Smash Brothers?
Yeah, there was.
Yeah.
And, that thing messed me up.
Don't you tackle me.
So you guys have any favorite Pokemon moments?
Moments? I have a lot from the first season, or whatever you want to call it, Generation 1 anime. Okay.
G1. Transform and roll out.
Remember the episode where Ash turned to stone?
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Okay.
Well, you said moments. I'm not gonna dwell on it. Moments. I really like the first episode too. When he first gets the Pikachu and Pikachu just hates him.
Yeah. He won't even go in the ball.
Yeah. He still won't.
No. They've come to an understanding.
And also, little scenes come to mind. Like, there was this one scene where Ash was, in a cave or whatever, and it was on, the snowy mountain, and his Pokemon were literally dying. And he was, holding Charmander, and you know how his tail's on fire? All the time, the flame kept getting smaller and smaller. And Charmander, didn't want to go back into his ball because he wanted to keep Ash warm or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
That show got deep.
Oh, didn't, yeah. Didn't, Squirtle, Bulbasaur, and Pidgeotto all come out, too, and they all...
Yeah, they all, huddled around for warmth.
Yeah.
And they all kept each other alive. Anybody else, bring it on.
I don't really think I can say a definitive moment.
What's your favorite part of the movie?
I like how that movie was a kid's movie, and the stuff that came out of Mewtwo's mouth would be the stuff you hear at a frickin' philosophy seminar.
Oh, yeah. I also really like the opening to that movie where Mew is just, messing with, waves and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
And it just didn't... He was so ominous for the longest time in that movie.
And you could tell he was just, having fun.
Yeah. He was just messing around.
Yeah.
Like Majin Buu.
Gianna?
Are we talking about shows and movies or games too?
Anything Pokemon.
Pokemon moments.
Okay. Probably. One of them has got to be when I got my first shiny Pokemon in the wild, because I have been playing that game for just all of them for a good 5-6 years, and I'd be addicted to them. Not once in any wild battle have I come across a shiny. It was a Noctowl that I finally ran into. I named it Doctor Who, by the way. And then my second would probably be that weird Team Rocket slip up in the movie when they're looking at the different silhouettes in the cloning machine. And they say that it's Alakazam when it was clearly a Scyther or something.
Yeah.
What? Like, how? How do you do that?
That's not even like a translation mistake. That was just lazy.
Yeah.
Who's that Pokemon?
It's Pikachu. It was
the moment. It was the great Pokemon race.
It was me all along, Austin.
I don't know if I have a really definitive moment. I remember when I was little, like, you were cool if you had the red Gyarados. And I remember getting a red Gyarados, and I'm like, all right, now I'm cool. And realized that it's really not a big deal. But, I don't know, maybe that part in the movie where they're all fighting the clones. I like how we're all referencing the movie.
Mm.
For the most part.
Yeah. And Generation 1.
Yeah. That kind of shows our age.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, we're old.
Old people.
We were right around the time when it started, so.
We really were.
Yeah. Pretty much. And, also, some weird stuff that comes to mind is, there's a whole lot of, like, fan theories and stuff out there. Like, conspiracies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, the one where Ash is really just in a big coma and it's all fake.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the one where there's a certain song in the game that makes kids commit suicide.
Oh, the Lavender Town.
Lavender Town. Isn't that just, like, creepypasta?
Yeah.
Oh, I mm-hmm. thought that was, like, legitimate.
No,
that wasn't the thing.
That'd be pretty messed up, though.
Cue the Lavender Town theme.
Do, 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 do.
It was creepy.
Like, there was, like, one of the, one, like, there was a ROM hack, I think, of the one I'm playing, Fire Red.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called, like, Pokemon Creepy Black or something, and it constantly played the Lavender Town theme.
It would get really old after a while.
Yeah, and I think, like, the gimmick behind it was, like, when your Pokemon gets knocked out, it actually dies, and then, like, you lose it.
Oh.
Or something like that. I don't think the game actually did it because the mechanics weren't there, but that was the part of, like, the story written around it.
So, there's one thing that I would like to talk about. So, when Pokemon hit, of course, it hit hard.
Caterpie!
And, so, what I would like to, like, talk about is how after Pokemon exploded, all of the Pokemon quote-unquote clones that came out afterwards. I mean, you had Digimon, you had Monster Rancher,
I forgot about that one.
You have Yu-Gi-Oh, which was my personal favorite. You had to a certain extent Persona.
But,
sorta. Sorta. I mean, like, you're collecting monsters. That's about it. But
I found a Pokeball.
Butt Keck.
Good job, Butt Keck.
Yeah, there were a lot of clones that came out around that time, and they really weren't lazy about it.
No.
They were clones, but they did a really good job in their own ways. Like, Digimon was amazing. I loved Digimon.
I remember that I followed Digimon pretty closely, and I got to a point where I was frustrated watching it because I don't even remember what it was, but it involved the big bad enemy Black War Greymon.
Oh yeah.
And they were constantly building up to something that they never got to.
That's anime for you.
That is anime for you right there.
But yeah, I was a big Yu-Gi-Oh fan, so I like that was my favorite of the clones. So. Yeah.
a lot, though.
There were.
So, anything else?
What would you guys say your top five favorite types are?
Types.
Oh.
Fire is probably my number one. I really like fire types.
I'm not even going to get into that.
I guess I can go from most favorite to least, I guess. Or I'm probably going to end up listing off like four. Like, it would be like fire. I really like fire on the top. And then and then water. And then the rock type. And then grass type. And whatever, I'll throw fairy type in there too.
There you go.
OP.
I would pick fire, dragon, ghost, dark, and water.
I think I'm gonna cram ghosts in there somewhere. It's still a top five list, but ghost is also part of the top five list. It's six things on a top five list.
Me, I'd have to go poison as number one, ice, fire, normal, and I'm not sure. Maybe grass. It's just interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a lot of weaknesses, but they can stall you out so much. Oh, especially when there's something like Ludicolo. Oh, I hate fighting that thing. I
hate those.
Oh, I hate it.
Ludicolo.
It's adorable, though, in its own weird way.
There's also this guy who really likes Reshiram. He goes by JustNRPG. Look him up.
You won't regret it.
What about Russ?
I think he said he wasn't going to touch that one.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into that.
Okay.
But yeah, I almost always pick Charmander when I start a new Fire Red.
Yeah. Charmander or Squirtle. I don't think I've ever picked Bulbasaur.
In the earlier generations, he's alright, but compared to Squirtle and Charmander, those are definitely more of the chosen options. Not that Bulbasaur is bad, because he's not bad, but you know, just doesn't really live up to the ones that can battle in
the
previous gens.
Also, in this first area, you fight like nothing but grass types, and Charmander is super overpowered here.
Oh, yeah, with all the Bellsprout.
Bellsprout. Nice.
Well. I don't think I've ever picked a grass type as my starter.
Yeah, that's like
any game.
That seems kind of like you're crippling yourself, especially in the starting areas.
Yeah.
It's dependent on the game, though.
Yeah, it really is. I think we touched on a little bit of everything.
I think so. And you know what? I'm going to change my favorite Pokemon game to Pokemon X.
Ooh.
Because I absolutely love that game.
Well, let's talk about upcoming Pokemon releases, then. Of course, the game I'm most excited for would be Pokken Tournament, which looks incredible.
Pokken.
I haven't seen much about it. I don't look at stuff.
There is a Pokemon Direct on Friday, and of course, this video is being recorded before Friday, so there might be some Pokemon games announced on Friday.
You ruined the illusion, Dylan.
Yeah, well, Russ did it first, so.
Oh, when?
They said upcoming Pokemon games. We can't not talk about games.
Oh, yeah.
But it's no big deal. I'm expecting a new Pokemon this year, though.
But yeah, but I mean, on top of that, we have the re-release of the originals coming out, and we have somewhere, hopefully it gets an American localization, Detective Pikachu.
Oh, yeah.
Voiced by Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
That's what everybody wants, and if they listen and get Danny DeVito to voice Pikachu, I will buy that day one.
Oh, me too, definitely.
Wasn't there a petition that people were trying to sign?
Yeah, and it got huge. No, yes, I'm pretty sure that Nintendo saw it.
Oh, well, they had to have.
Yes, but petitions rarely ever work.
They do. That's sometimes, true. Though.
I would like to see it myself.
Petitions got Konami to bring Quiet back.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
What did I miss?
And if Konami will listen to petitions, then anybody will listen to petitions.
Nintendo says that they're listening to fans, so this is the time.
Give them what they want. I need Frank Reynolds as Pikachu. Look in the trash. Search the trash. I think he's in there.
Leave me here.
All right, we got anything else?
Just catch them all.
Catch them all. How many Pokemon are there now?
A bunch.
712, I think.
You whippersnappers, back in my day, it was 151 and we liked it.
Yeah, we had to make do with that many.
That's still a lot.
Yeah, they had to make a rap just so we could remember them all.
Oh, the Poke Rap.
That was fun.
Oh, it was so good.
Like, you almost were hoping the episode would end just so you could sing along to that catchy rap.
Yeah, I always look forward to that. And, like, right at the point when it would say, like, to be continued. Well, because, like, every episode ended with to be continued. Then it would transition to the Poke Rap, and I was like, yeah, rap music.
Yeah, wiki wiki, yeah.
I'm probably gonna die in this gym.
Nah, you'll be alright.
I only have one Pokemon. I just powered right through it. I didn't catch anything.
Now, I do have a question, and I mean, you can edit this out. But,
I'm not going to.
I haven't been keeping up with it, but what is the re-release of the first games? What is that coming out for?
3DS.
I was hoping it'd have a Wii U version.
No, and they're going to be straight ports for the most part. Like, they're not going to look touched up or anything.
Well, I knew that.
There is never going to be, like, a legitimate Pokemon game on consoles. Or, like, not on handheld.
Oh, I just thought of another copycat, kinda. Yo-Kai is why.
Yo-Kai's getting big.
Yeah, Yo-Kai is bigger than Pokemon in Japan now, so...
I know, that's really hard to believe.
Yeah, that is really impressive that it got so big.
I just wonder if it'll have the boom over here. Yeah. Is the anime... Is it showing on American television yet?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay.
Really? Already?
Disney XD.
I knew it was coming, but I didn't know if it was already
coming. Oh, it's been on for a while.
Oh, wow. Well, Yo-Kai is why.
Well, I don't watch TV much, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah. You don't Yo-Kai watch it?
Oh.
He's clever.
I'm sorry.
Gianna,
I had to. It was too dumb, but I couldn't resist.
I'm going to march right over there and turn your computer off.
No. I'm sorry.
All right. We've talked about some good Pokemon stuff today, and a happy Pokemon Day to all of you watching.
Yeah. Bye. Okay. Bye bye. I learned Metal Claw, but we're not gonna go anywhere else with it. Take that, Camper Liam, you scrub.